The Women's Euros produce thrillers. Joe Kosminski pops up with a goal and an interview and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. You know what we do around these parts? If you're new to the show, I strive to provide you only the most exclusive content behind the scenes with some of the most talented players around. The show is only half the fun. Dive into my Instagram account for more, at World Soccer Report. That's at World Soccer Report, all one word. Trust me, don't leave now, for later in the show, I will be joined by one of the finest goalkeepers the USL Championship has to offer. As we always start with, the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies took on what some might say is the toughest team in the East, Memphis 901, and although Memphis gave it their all, especially in the second half, two goals from Jake LaCava proved to be enough to bury them and give the Rowdies all 3 points. Leo Fernandez missed a penalty, but he was quick to bounce back in the next game. Over to Hartford we go, welcome to my worldwide game of the week! The Rowdies were looking to make up for their draw against this force, Hartford, earlier in the season. It started off very nervously for Coach Neil Collins and his men, however they eventually broke through as Sebastian Dalgard absolutely thrashed the ball into the net off a passionate crossbar kiss. Hartford clawed themselves off of the cliff and into the lead through Danny Barrera and Rashawn Dolly. The former FC Cincy man kept full composure in front of CJ Cochran. Leo Fernandez has been an absolute force of nature this season, and his game-tying penalty added to this. But that wasn't all. After the 90 was through and satisfied, Deion Harris just wasn't. Following a Jordan Scarlett red card, almost certainly the game's final touch was a nervy penalty awarded to the Rowdies, won by Deion Harris. In the 98th minute of 93 added as well, Leo Fernandez smashed the Rowdies into all 3 points. Special message, I have a lot of content in store, including a really, really exclusive interview coming up next week. Be sure to head over to my Instagram account or come back here next week this time to hear it. Prepare to be immersed into the lives of your favorite professional soccer players, along with getting your weekly feed of soccer news and trivia. Be sure to stick around until the end of the show to hear more on how to not miss a single second of the action. Many will recall the drama and events surrounding the men's Euro last year. Missing it? Well, for the love of it all, turn on the women's Euros! With a growing audience and the recognition it deserves, the women's game is becoming a larger force in the scene of world soccer. Watch as the top national teams in the world compete against each other with some of the greatest talents duking it out. From the beginning, a few teams have been extra hungry for the silverware at the end. France decimated Italy 5-1 following a hat trick from Grace Giorgio. England, the hosts, took Norway for a dance 8-0 with one of the front runners for the Golden Boot scoring a hat trick, Beth Mead. That's her fourth goal in the past 2 games. Portugal came back from 2 early goals within 5 minutes against Switzerland to tie 2-2. It was a really exciting game that could have ended 3-2, 4-2 to either one of the teams, with chances coming all the time. Germany took it to Denmark to win 4-0 with 4 different goal scorers. Stay right here, coming up in just a few minutes is an exclusive interview. After that, stay around for some more wild transfers and more news. Los Angeles FC took to the field to take the El Clasico in Chiellini's first game. He didn't play, but he was on the bench, while Gareth Bale still watches from the stands, but all fans around the world in the game of soccer hope that next game will be his start. It's time. Here to follow up on the interview series with the Charleston Battery goalkeepers is one of the longest serving players in the USL Championship and one of the best goalkeepers in the league over the past seasons, Joe Kosminski. He recently scored a game-equalizing goal. He's a goalkeeper. He scored a goal against Loudoun United as he came up from the back in the 95th minute to chest in a monumental goal following a corner. After playing 6 seasons with the Charleston Battery, he finds his way to the show for a special, special interview. here with Joe Kuzminski, goalkeeper number one for the Charleston Battery. Now, Joe, obviously the headlines, you scoring a goal in the 95th minute against Loudoun United. What was that like? What was the feeling?
Just pure euphoria, honestly. It's still a little bit surreal to me that I scored a goal, but, you know, going up there, that's every goalkeeper's dream, and, you know, just getting in the right spot, and the ball fell to me, so really excited.
And before that in the game, you were playing your heart out the whole game. You played really well. What are the preparations going into every match here at the training facility and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're training every day. We train how we want to play, so going out every day and having that same attitude in training is what preps you the best. So every day just going out, working hard, making sure you're catching everything clean or doing everything you can to help you win on Saturday.
And you've been here with the club, the Charleston Battery, for a few seasons now, quite some time. What has it been like as the players have changed, the seasons develop? How has it been like developing with the club for this long?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think, you know, when I first came to the club, it was kind of on a little bit of a downslope, but I think we've really started turning it around, and you know, I'm really excited for what the future holds for this club. It's a historic club, and just want nothing but the best for it.
And finally, I'm a young goalkeeper myself, trying to get where you are one day. What are your words for young goalkeepers that want to someday become like you?
Yeah, I mean, I tell this to a lot of young goalkeepers. It's not about how big you are, how fast you are. It's all about your work ethic. I think there's tons of athletic, good goalkeepers out there that didn't have the work ethic and have fallen off. But if you come out every day, like I said, and work hard and train hard, then good things will follow.
Hope you all enjoyed that. It was an honor to be able to meet you, Joe. Over to the transfers. Paul Pogba has joined Juventus as he returns to the club he established himself as a talent at. Raheem Sterling is reported to be off to Chelsea in a massive move. The Manchester City star would be a hit with the Blues after many good seasons in Manchester. Clément Longley is joining Tottenham Hotspur from Barcelona to strengthen up their defense. Luka Jovic leaves Real Madrid to join Fiorentina after they have lost Dusan Vlahovic to Juventus. Sebastian Haller is joining Dortmund after scoring against them twice in the 2021 Champions League. Romeo Lavia, Manchester City youngster, is joining Southampton, definitely one for the future. Leeds United have secured a promising winger, Luis Sinisterra, along with US men's national team superstar and New York Red Bull Academy graduate Tyler Adams. Liverpool fans such as myself bid an emotional farewell to Divock Origi, who may just be the most underrated player in Europe. He has left to join AC Milan in Italy. James Tarkowski joins Everton from relegated Burnley. Calvin Phillips has confirmed his move to Manchester City from Leeds, and Gabriel Jesus has made a move to Arsenal and has already scored 2 goals in preseason. Be sure to follow my Instagram account at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to follow my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. Definitely stick around on the socials and on Spotify to not catch a second and to keep up with what's next. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.